Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Cooperative Extension Service in Davie and Yadkin County, Horticulture Agent Pam Jones. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Danny. Hope you are well.
I am
Most
doing
people
well.
Aren't these days.
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the program today. I know you're a busy lady, so let's get right to it. Something that's been on everybody's mind for the last several weeks, and that is our unseasonably cold weather, Pam. So let's talk about how this cold weather affects our trees or shrubs or any of our perennials.
Well, the good news, if there is any, Danny, is that freezing and then thawing, which is our typical winter scenario, is much worse on plants than the unseasonably cold temperatures we've been having, the sustained cold. So that's one thing in our favor. But we have lots of folks who have favorite plants, pet plants that they like to plant that maybe we're just on the borderline of the zone for them thriving. And so I'm very concerned about a lot of those plants. I don't think they're going to make it, whereas they do make our milder winters. And then we have, our fruit trees. They need a certain number of chilling hours. By jingos, they've gotten it now.
Absolutely.
And so, again, it's the freezing and thawing that's much worse, but I do suspect damage.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not good news. And I think I might know the answer to this next question just by looking out my front door. But how's this affected our lawns?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you have a cool season lawn or a warm season lawn. If you look out your front door, you see brown.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those types of lawns have gone dormant because of the low nighttime temperatures that are usually what determine growth for our lawns, whether they're cool season or warm season. So there's really nothing we can do about it right now, except try not to walk on your lawn right now. Walking on frozen turf does do damage to it. So we know we're going to have a warming trend coming, hopefully. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do right now, but we have a wonderful publication in Extension. Call your local Extension office or search online for Carolina Lawns, and it will tell you when to fertilize, how to do a soil test and how important that is, and how to take care of your lawn, whether it's cool season or warm season. But remember, do not walk on it unless you absolutely have to when it's frozen like it has been.
I'm going to have to go home and have a chat with my dog, or we've been out playing.
Well, fortunately, they have tiny feet compared to ours, so hopefully not too much damage has been done.
Good point. Does the this prolonged cold, is it basically the same effect as it does on the other things with the lawn, as it does the trees and shrubs? Is it bad for the lawn overall, or is it just going
to
delay it?
Lawns tend to be a little more resilient than our trees and shrubs and our perennials, so I'm not too concerned about freeze damage on our lawns. As I said, just try to avoid traffic, foot traffic on them, and fertilize. The next time we need to fertilize our cool season lawns is February. Don't think, oh, I'm going to feed it well because it's gone through such a tough time. Mm. That would not be good for it.
Okay.
Not until February.
And one other thing you mentioned, I know that's vitally important, and that is the soil test to determine what type of fertilizer to put on your lawn.
Absolutely. It is so important. I helped a client this week with pHs that, you know, in this area, we do tend to have acidic soils.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody limes and limes and limes, and they had a pH 7.9. Well, a lawn needs a 6.0 to a 6.5 pH. So that soil test can save you time and money and heartache.
So if you do the soil test and know what to put on the lawn, it first of all, it helps the lawn because you can actually damage it by putting too much of the wrong thing on there, and also saves you money too and time.
We don't want to over-apply lime and fertilizer and have runoff into our streams and creeks.
Our guest is Pam Jones. Pam is the horticulture agent with the Davie and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, talking about the cold weather that we've had. Is just, in some cases, unbearably cold, and what it's done to our trees and our lawn and shrubbery. Is there anything that I should do now to help prevent further cold injury on anything that we talked about, Pam?
Yes. I do want to put a cautionary note in there. The covering and uncovering it can sometimes make the problem worse.
Really?
If you have a favorite plant that's maybe a plant you've inherited or has a special place in your heart, mm-hmm. sometimes covering it and then uncovering it can be worse than just leaving it alone. Now, this is for homeowners. Sometimes commercial growers, our strawberry growers, for example, that's mm-hmm. different. They know when to cover
right.
or when to put out frost protection. But for homeowners, just mulch it. Very well. Mulch your plants very well, and that's something you can do now if you can find mulch that's not frozen. That might be an issue. And our plants should be well hydrated to help withstand cold damage. The moist soil around the plants will actually help hold some heat. And evergreens especially are not completely dormant this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us to think about keeping our trees and shrubs watered during the summertime, of course, but evergreens especially, we need to keep them well hydrated so that they can withstand this harsh weather. In long term, think about providing windbreaks, evergreen windbreaks, and be real careful about your placement of the more tender plants.
Okay. See, good advice there, because we don't think about when it's bitterly cold. We don't think about, well, the plants or shrubs need some water.
Yes. So as soon as your hoses fall out, if you haven't had rainfall at your location, check the soil. Stick your index finger down to that first knuckle mm-hmm. or second knuckle, and if you do not feel any moisture, those plants need to be watered.
All right. Pam Jones is our guest here on Extension Today on WIFM. Pam, how long do we need to wait to see if the plants are actually going to recover from this cold, or if we've lost them and need to start over?
Danny, I say wait until spring, until we have given our plants long enough to leaf out and we can tell how much damage, if any, they sustained during this bad freeze spell. And know that it's very difficult to tell for some time. This definitely has stressed our plants. We are not accustomed in zone 7B, mm-hmm. which is what we are, mm-hmm. for this kind of prolonged cold weather.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, and it's hard for homeowners to understand when I go out and tell them, well, I'm sorry, you've lost your cherry tree. It was probably stressed from the summer drought, you know, last
yep.
summer in 17, followed by this incredible freezing spell now. And remember that stress compounds itself, and it doesn't always show up immediately.
Right.
If it's killed, we can tell. But if it's just half growing, another stressor will more than likely take it out later.
Mm. One thing we can't control is the weather. We can try and do some things to limit the damage that it does, but at best, you're still going to lose some sometimes.
Absolutely.
Pam Jones, our guest. Pam, what's the best time once we've decided or realized that we've lost our plants? What is the best time for replanting? Or maybe if we're just be planting in general just for the first time, when is the best time for that?
Well, we have two times of year that are good. We're coming up on February and March, and even into April. April is a good time for planting in general, and then we have our fall planting time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to caution homeowners, though, and encourage them to look up the best cultural practices for the specific plant they're planting. So call your extension office, or you can search online if you are computer savvy and like to do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
Put in your browser box the word extension, planting dates in zone 7B as in boy, that's what we are,
okay.
for magnolias, for example, or strawberries, apple trees, whatever you're interested in finding those planting dates for. And you can be certain if it is a recent extension article you find that you are receiving research-based information that is accurate and unbiased. But remember, we extension agents in your county are always available to help you with any of these types mm-hmm. of questions.
It is not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to planting. There are different times for different things, right?
It depends on the plant you're planting. Absolutely.
Great information today, Pam Jones. We appreciate it. If folks do have some questions, they want to talk to you personally, how can they contact you, Pam?
Well, I do cover Davie and Yadkin counties. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let me just give my email because that goes with me. And
sure.
That is Pam _ Jones at NCSU, that stands for NC State University, .edu. So Pam_Jones at NCSU.edu.
Perfect. That's great. From Davie and Yadkin County, the Cooperative Extension Service, a horticulture agent, Pam Jones, thank you for your time today and your information, and keep up the good work and the hard work, because I know you stay very busy, and we appreciate your time this morning. So thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Danny, for letting me share this information. That's very timely.
Pleasure.
You have a great day, too.
You too. Look forward to the next time. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.